bill in the field. Richard Sloggett served as special advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock, who's now program director of the Future Health Research Centre. All right, let's get to the brass tacks of this, if we may, Mr. Sloggett. Have we not got enough drivers? Have we not got enough ambulances? What's gone wrong? Good morning.
Good morning. So I think staff shortages, Nick, is a major problem here. Some of that is underlying vacancies in the system, and some of that has been to do with the pandemic itself and some of the COVID-related absences. Some of this is also to do with even if you do get an ambulance, then you're held outside the hospital because you can't get access to beds within the hospital because the flow of patients to the hospital, because hospital is full. So I think in the recent surveys, about 80% of hospitals are doing that. So then you've got hospitals sort of lined up outside emergency departments. They're not able to go back out into the community and respond to emergencies. So staff is critical, but you've also got problems with flow and demand as well.
Solution?
So staffing is not an easy one to solve, is it?
No.
You've got to try and find different ways of doing it. I mean, the St John's Ambulance Service has also been providing some absolutely excellent additional support and volunteer staff support. I think you've got to look at also our primary care system. The GP system is under huge pressure, and obviously A&E departments get busy when people can't get access to a GP. GP saw record numbers of people last month. There are no easy solutions here, Nick, but staff is critical.